I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bloodshed dampens the Christmas spirit in Nigeria, and yet there remains the bright light of hope. Later, we'll learn how to ensure deaf friends and family members understand the reason for the season, and we'll unpack the story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where Christians are facing increased threats of persecution this Christmas. In the past, terrorist group Boko Haram has attacked during seasons of Christian celebration. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says the threats are very real.
They're trying to scare and terrorize the Christians to keep them from being bold in their faith, in gathering, and in exercising their religious freedoms.
Despite this, many believers are continuing their worship, considering any suffering that results as a blessing.
They're not praying or asking us to pray that they be taken away from this, but they ask for protection and they ask for boldness.
Please join us in praying that Nigeria's believers would draw hope and peace from Christ and pray that God would protect the Nigerian church from imminent threat.
As we are in the busyness of our Christmas celebrations, let's be mindful that the greatest gift is the gift that the Prince of Peace brings, and that's what's needed.
Pray also for the salvation of Boko Haram's members and those whose mindsets have been influenced by its ideology. Prayer points and more are at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, our next story is especially hard. Monday began the last week of school before Christmas break at Abundant Life Christian School in Wisconsin. But joy became terror when a 15-year-old female student shot and killed two people, a teacher and a student, and wounded four others before taking her own life. The Christian community is still grappling with this tragedy. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says it's a critical reminder that all kids need Jesus.
Preach the gospel to these kids because it's the Holy Spirit that's going to change a heart and a life. You can send people to counseling. You can give them opportunities to interact with special groups in schools, public schools, etc. But unless we're sharing the liberating power of the gospel with those kids, with our kids, with adults even around us, that is the only thing that's going to change.
To help you biblically support the kids in your life, Keys for Kids has a 7-day devotional on the YouVersion app called Conquering Fear.
We use this a lot, especially during COVID and when there have been school shootings in the past. And we encourage people to go there, download the YouVersion app, look for Keys for Kids and Conquering Fear. We know that there is evil in the world. And we know also that we as parents, our first mission field are our kids.
Finally, the countdown is nearly over. Christmas is just around the corner. Unfortunately, certain people groups are still missing out on the true reason for the season. Like most kids in the United States today, Rob Myers of Door International did not grow up in a Christian home.
Christmas to me was Santa Claus and singing these songs that actually had rich meaning, but I had no idea about that meaning until somebody actually finally shared about who Jesus was.
He shares something in common with the deaf people he serves through Door International. Many deaf lack the Christian context that makes Christmas more than a retail holiday.
Because they're so visual, they pick up on, oh, it's Christmas. There are certain things that we do, but they're oftentimes missing that background information. They might see a manger scene, but they have no idea who that baby is.
To truly understand the hope of Christ, deaf communities need something other than a traditional print Bible.
If they're deaf, they don't get access to that gospel unless someone is able to communicate that in their heart language. And so for many deaf kids, that's sign language.
Door equips deaf Christians to reach their communities through church planting and sign language Bible translation. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org and pray believers will take advantage of the gospel opportunities this season presents. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.